CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
A pod.
Hello.
Podoodles.
Thank you for downloading or streaming the Adam and Ari Breakfast On Demand show.
I don't like that I can't see when you've started.
What do you mean?
I can't see when you're ready to go. Like, I don't know when you're recording.
Yeah, but that's what it's all about, you know, radio.
Being raw.
You
know, we're always real raw and
ready
honest,
to go.
You know. Bringing you the goods.
Today we caught up with Anita von Stiglitz from Lifeblood Australia. She's the area manager because we're donating blood tomorrow.
One more sleep before we donate our blood to save three lives.
I'm actually
really excited about it.
Yeah, you're a bit worried about the needle. I was more worried like, oh, maybe I will feel weird afterwards, but she put my mind at ease about that concern.
Yeah.
So.
I have a feeling I'm going to sit down, watch the blood come out of my arm and just think I'm in Grey's Anatomy.
And vomit.
No, I don't have a weak stomach. No, I'm like far from that.
We did have a caller call up and put your mind at ease about the needle too. So
yeah, so that was nice. You can hear that. We spoke to Bob Marshall from the Devonport Stedford.
Bless that man.
That was kind of nice. Some
He's
local
very pleased.
Content for
He's
you.
Very pleased, isn't he?
What else happened today? Oh, our Facebook topic. We're not even going to tell you right now.
It went mental, though.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's coming up, so look forward to it. We can't tell
Woo!
You too much else.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hello there.
It is indeed Adam and Ari. Good morning. Happy Thursday, by the way.
Thanks for all the lovely messages we've got about the show so far, by the way. It's been lovely.
Oh, absolute bless. We love you.
A few have come through on Facebook. Also, did you see on Instagram what Renna put up yesterday?
Oh.
she didn't leave a name, but this is what she had to say.
Hi, she got something to say to you.
You guys are doing a great job of the morning. Keep up the great work.
Yay!
Oh. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Now, Ari, I put in for one of these travel vouchers.
Did you get one? Are we going on a holiday? Are we going on a holiday?
They sent the texts out yesterday and the emails telling people if they got them or not.
I need to know. I need to know now.
They sent me a message saying, unfortunately, didn't get one. You know who got one, though? Lee Dixon.
Oh, my God. Dicko. Take all of us with you.
And you know what he did?
What?
He got it at the last minute as an afterthought.
What do you mean as an...
Like he just got in time on Monday afternoon.
Okay.
So
does that mean that he's shouting us a weekend or a night somewhere for fun, like all together?
Team bonding. I think that is exactly what it means, Ari.
So there could be some quality content.
So thanks in advance, Lee.
CFM.
We're at Facebook at CFM Tasmania.
We want to know what's something that is normal to do as a kid but totally weird to do as an adult.
Got a few coming through, but they're mostly stuff that I think Ari still does, running around naked. That happens here at the office all the time.
That one definitely does not happen. Hugging and kissing all of your friends. I mean, on a Saturday night, I'm not going to lie.
You get the time out?
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
What else? Announcing bowel movements? You literally announced them on the air, I think.
I'm an open book, you know? Like, you want to know, I'll tell you. And if you don't want to know, I'm still going to tell you.
Pick your nose?
Yeah, I do pick my nose still, so yep.
Do you eat it, though?
I don't eat it. That's way too far.
That is for children.
Yeah. So eating the boogers is definitely a child thing.
That's out.
Cartwheels at the supermarket down the aisles or just cartwheels in general?
You still do that?
No, that's one of the comments. I mean, if you dared me to, I'd still do it. I'd probably break a bone.
It makes a lot of sense that you were a cartwheel kid. I can see that, you cartwheeling all around.
Yeah, I always used to do it down the aisles at Woolies.
I could never master a cartwheel myself.
What about throwing a full-on tantrum when you throw yourself to the ground and kick your feet? That's coming from Julia.
I could
imagine, like, an adult doing that, but as a joke, not...
There's some adults that never grow out of that kind of thing, though, you know. A lot of activists.
So join in on the conversation on our Facebook page or give us a buzz. What's something that is totally normal to do as a kid, but doing it as an adult is just so strange?
Kid music.
Can you not get away with as an adult that you could as a kid? A lot of stuff that you do, Ari. I imagine you watch TV upside down.
That's something I definitely don't do because I need to be fully invested in my TV shows. But wearing PJs, so Samantha has said wearing PJs downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, I've rocked my PJs to work, Woolworths, downtown, to parties, all sorts of things.
That's another one you definitely do.
I've seen that. No shame.
Foursquare. I've never seen adults play Foursquare.
What's four square?
You know the you paint four squares on the ground and you hit the ball, the tennis ball, with your hand?
Oh, yeah, I never played that one.
We played it a lot as kids, but you know, you've got to be a kid to do it. That. Also, wetting the bed.
Yeah, unless if you've had a very large
night
weekend.
I know a couple of adults that have done it as adults.
I haven't personally, but I do know some good friends of mine that, yeah, couldn't control their bladder while sleeping.
The poor dears. It took me a long time to not wet the bed as a kid.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, I had to get one of these special alarms that goes off and everything. That's actually what ultimately fixed it, was this digital alarm that would wake me up. I was doing it.
So how old are we talking
here? No, it'd wake me up if I wet the bed.
Oh.
So it'd...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it'd break me out of the sleep and say, hey, you just wet the bed. And that worked.
What? Was there something on the mattress?
Yeah, it was wet. It'd wet the machine. There was, yeah, wow. It was something that was there that
there
would
pick the... There was that type of technology when you were a kid?
Yeah, I'm not that old. Mid-90s.
I want to know, what age are we talking? Because I know your dad and your mum listen. What age are we talking here?
I actually don't remember what age it was, but it was past the time
Adam's
that it should have been.
Parents that are listening, can you let me know? Because I feel like it's going to be embarrassing.
Text in with the facts. This one, though, from Dana. Be congratulated for passing a bowel movement. Imagine that as an adult.
Imagine, like, someone standing outside the bathroom as an adult. Yeah. You got this. Good job. Yeah.
Trivia trial.
We almost forgot about this because we're so invested in that Facebook topic. We're loving
Facebook
them.
Facebook topic is so good. But yes, it is indeed time for trivia trial before we completely forget about it. All you need to do is answer the question the trivia question that Adam will ask you in just a moment. You'll go on the weekly, if you get it correct, you'll go on the weekly prize to win the $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania, healthy feed for your animals, and Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with the Jensen's heater.
All right, 1-300-655-922 if you know the answer. It was just in the news there. The fella crashed his car in Glenorchy down south in the Hobart Greater Region yesterday.
Yeah.
He blamed what item of clothing for the accident?
Yeah, so you got to be a listener of the news.
Trivia trial.
1-300-655-922. Tiffany from Studley, which is in between what, Ari? Railton and
Sheffield?
Sheffield, yeah. See, Tiffany told us that off air. We're cheating. She's on the line to play Trivia Troll. The question, Tiffany, today, what item of clothing did the fella down south blame for his car accident yesterday?
He blamed his thong.
He did, yes.
He did. He sure did. Congratulations. We'll chuck you in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. And to be honest, when I heard that on the news, I first thought like a G-string thong. And I had to think again.
It's quite ridiculous, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Tiff, what was he doing wearing a thong in the dead of winter?
Well, freezing his toes off, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you not supposed to drive with thongs on?
I wouldn't.
No, you're not.
Isn't it illegal? Is it illegal?
Is it?
Yeah.
But how does it get stuck on the accelerator, not under the accelerator?
Yeah. So many questions to be asked. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thanks, Tiff.
We'll chuck you in the draw for that one, Tiff.
The Burnie 10 we were discussing yesterday, Ari.
Yeah, and your dad mentioned Point to Pinnacle. I have a confession. Confession time with Ariel.
Okay, here we go.
Not last year, because I'm pretty sure it was cancelled because of COVID, but the year before, I think it was, I signed up to Point to Pinnacle with a friend. My friend's done it before. You know, we were ready to go.
If you don't know, this is down south where you run from the casino to the mountain, Mount Wellington.
The very, like, I mean, it's huge,
it's
right?
Ridiculous.
And like, you look at me, I'm not the fittest person, you know.
Probably
anyway,
fitter than me.
Decided that I was going to do it, you know, semi-trained, like semi, sort of. Mm. I opened the door and I was walking with my shoes on. That's what your dad said to do, so that's what I was doing. And drove all the way to Hobart the night before. Amazing. Got a little bit excited seeing my bestie.
Mm.
We had a couple wines.
Mm.
And then we slept in.
Are you serious?
We missed it. We missed Point to Pinnacle. But not only that... So the alarms, you know, obviously may have forgotten to set them after some wines. But not only that, it was snowing that year, so the track had changed anyway. So I could have claimed we did point to pinnacle if we had done it, even though it may have been an easier version because of the ice on the track and everything.
Right.
But we didn't do it at all. And I just, like, didn't bring it up to anyone because I was like, oh, orcs.
And you went all that way. But did you tell...
All that way, ready for it, everything laid out to get up and go, and we both slept in.
Did you tell people you were going down to do it?
And... Yeah, I told everyone I was doing it. I was raising money for it. I was like, oh.
So then what did you tell people when you got back?
I was just like, it was cancelled because of the snow.
Caught in a web of lies.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Well, Ari, it was on this day in 1829 that Perth, Western Australia, was founded. And okay. Also, in 1842, Melbourne was officially incorporated as a city. So a bit of a big day for some Australian cities for you. In 1877 on this day, Ari, this is important to us as radio people.
Okay.
Thomas Edison made the first sound recording when he recited Mary Had a Little Lamb onto a phonograph.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
There you go.
That's pretty cool. You're lacking, like, quality history today, or, like...
But that's the first sound recording. We're on radio.
Yeah, but I can see your piece of paper, and it's, like, very minimal.
Well, it was on this day in 1968 that Days of Our Lives began airing in Australia.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Were you ever homesick from school?
It is like the starter pack for being homesick from school. That and what is it? Ready, Steady, Cook?
Yeah. I was going to say Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful. But Ready, Steady, Cook, also a great soap opera.
Yeah. Judge Judy?
Oh, yes. Homesick from school.
You're lucky TV these marathon. Days. You can be homesick from school and watch Netflix. Yeah. FOMO.
Yeah, it was almost worth just going to school sick rather than having to watch Days of Our Lives.
Oh, my God, I know, because so boring.
And it was on this day in 1973, Aaron Marshall completed having a shower that lasted him 336 hours.
That's a long shower.
Mm.
Is that the world record?
It didn't say on the parchment, so maybe someone's had a longer one.
You'd get wrinkly, wouldn't you?
Would get a bit wrinkly.
Because I know you get wrinkly if you have a long bath.
Does happen. Do you have anything in your life this day in history?
I did have a Facebook status.
Yeah, what happened in it?
9 years ago.
Oh, here we go.
Sober and home alone on a Saturday night. There's always a first for everything. Not great quality content coming from me 9 years ago.
No, good on you, healthy.
Yeah, good on me, you know, good on me. Staying home on a Saturday night and in my prime years.
Yeah.
Oh, regrets.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hey.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. We're on the other side of hump day now, so it's smooth sailing all the way to the weekend.
You're loving it.
I am. I'm frothing. Why don't you like it when I say froth?
I don't know. You say it.
It's a cool term, all right?
Yeah, it's fine. We're on Facebook at CFM Tasmania. We're asking what can you get away with as a kid but not an adult, or what's normal to do as a kid but not an adult? I have one for the fellas.
Oh, my God. This is, yeah.
At the urinal.
Yeah.
peeing at the urinal with your pants down around your ankles. You can do that as a kid, but not as an adult.
Look, a little bit strange. Mm. I have heard that some people like to wee completely naked, so they'll go into the cubicle, take all their clothes off, and then wee. That's a lot of work, just a wee.
Very odd behaviour.
Very odd, but that would be something a kid would do.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
You've got till tomorrow to get your nominations in for your teach as well for Apple for the Teacher.
Yeah, at cfmtaz.com.au. Now, yesterday, I'm not going to lie, I did spend a lot of time just, you know, making sure that the entries were all okay, reading through some. Now, there are a lot for one particular teacher. Mrs. Douglas from Sprayton, there we go, can't even speak today, Sprayton Primary School, the 5-6 class. But you know what the reason is, Adam?
Is it Apple?
No, it's not Apple. It's why not?
Really?
There's like hundreds of entries and every single reason is why not. Whoever is entering Mrs. Douglas from Sprayton Primary School, the whole point is why. Yeah. It's literally the whole point of CFM's Apple for the Teacher. We want to get to know the teachers on the coast. We want to know, you know, they're the best teacher. Okay, well, what in your eyes, what did they do? Give us a moment in time when they showed you that they were the absolute best teacher.
I'll tell you why not, because there's heaps of other teachers on the coast that have been nominated with lots of reasons given.
Like, yeah, so it's pretty much like an essay.
Yeah.
We want you to tell us, you know, one time that they proved that they were, you know, the absolute best, or one time they supported your child or you personally.
And we want,
give us reasons.
We want peer-reviewed references, like a proper essay.
If you want to give us some phone numbers to call, I mean, we can do some reference checks. We don't mind. But yeah, just why not? Yeah, mate, the whole point is why.
Hit music.
At CFM Tasmania, we're asking today, what's normal to do as a kid that's not as an adult? Some great ones coming through. Claire saying, watch raindrops on the car window while driving and pretend they're having a race. Did you ever do that?
No.
Talk to invisible friends in public, Nicole said. Christy said, yell out from the toilet for someone to come wipe my bum. Again, these are all things that Ari still does.
I don't do that, but if there's like no toilet paper on the roll and you didn't check before you sat down, it is a definitely help.
Yeah, come wipe my bum. As I said, she still does it. I said earlier, wetting the bed.
Yeah.
And then I...
What age were you? Did you stop wetting the bed? We did try to call your mum, but she's on holiday, so she doesn't get up this early.
Yeah, but she texted back, so I wanted to know, because it took me ages to stop wetting the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I was seven.
Seven.
Yeah, and I had to get a machine that would set an alarm off if the bed got wet.
Surely that is quite old.
Yeah.
Seven. What grade are you in when you're in year seven?
I don't know, but you know, I'm a late bloomer.
C.
This one's quite relevant since we're giving blood tomorrow.
Okay, yep, give it
and
to me.
We are actually going to catch up with Anita von Stiglitz soon.
We are.
From
But first, come on, get to the dog news.
From Lifeblood Australia, because we're giving blood tomorrow. But the dog news is that dogs can give blood.
What?
Yeah, but not to humans.
Yeah.
To other dogs. Our canine companions are also capable of donating blood and saving the lives of other dogs in need. It makes sense, but perhaps doesn't get a lot of consideration. Dogs have similar medical needs to humans, so it's a wonder we don't hear of pets donating blood more often.
How do they get the donations for dogs, like for blood? Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Other dogs, I assume. I would assume. And there are
with consent or without consent?
Or can dogs consent?
Well, I mean,
consent of the owner. You take it. You take your dog in.
Or do they just like sneakily take blood from your dog when you're not watching?
No, I think you take your dog in to donate. There's requirements as well. You've got to be over 20 kilos, 1 to 8 years old. You've got to be up to date with vaccinations, worming, etc., like that. Deemed healthy and have a calm temperament.
Do we have any vets on the coast that do this, or is this just like?
Call us 1-300-655-922 if you're a vet.
I've never thought about it. Same with like birds and stuff. Like, how do they get blood donations?
From the dogs, I assume.
Can you put dog blood in a bird?
That's the question. Vets, call up 1-300-655-922.
That's going to bug me.
But yeah, it's used for, you know, obviously trauma, major surgery, anemia, clotting disorders, all the stuff that you'd expect. So, Santi, your dog?
You get this wrong every time, every day. Santi Argo.
Yeah, but that's how
Santi.
Yeah, it's how they pronounce it in Adelaide.
Oh, whatever.
Hit music.
We got a message regarding the dog news.
Oh, we do. Let me just open it. Here we go.
We were talking about dogs giving blood in the dog news.
Thank you so much, Sue, for letting us know. But greyhounds, this is her message, greyhounds are universal dog blood donors. I have two, and my Rupert has donated blood a couple times to help other dogs.
There you go. Thanks for that. Dog news update.
Song, snag.
All right, y'all ready for
What's
this?
What's the song?
Here we go.
Snag it, Adam.
1-300-655-922. Here's the snagged song. Ari's going mental over there. She's excited.
Oh, I just want to blurt the rest of it out.
Song snag.
1-300-655-922. Brady from La Trobe is on the line to identify this song.
Alrighty, Brady, what is the song?
Is it Fife?
Is it what?
Fife.
Your phone's breaking up a bit there, Brady.
Is it Fife?
Do you know who it's by?
Christina Aguilera.
Ooh.
He's done it. Nice one, Brady.
Thank you.
Well done. You're in the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella.
Nice one.
Someone get Brady a coffee. C-F-F. We have on the line Anita Von Stiglitz of Lifeblood Australia. She's the area manager because Ari and I are giving blood tomorrow. Now, Anita, how have things been in terms of blood donations during the pandemic?
We have absolutely seen the best of the community during the pandemic. We've had so much support, which has been phenomenal. But this is a marathon, not a sprint. So we need to ensure that we still have those suppliers coming in regardless of what time of year and all throughout the pandemic.
So you want everyone who does donate or is willing to donate to come back and keep donating. So what's the time frame between donations?
With whole blood, so you can donate once every 3 months, but plasma you can donate fortnightly. So it's a little bit different. So if you'd like to come in and see us a little bit more frequently, we're here for you.
Yeah, so Adam and I have also both never given blood. A little bit nervous. What can we expect?
Well, let me say, I'm here to put your fears at ease, so please don't be nervous. We will take super good care of you and all of our donors who do come in. So basically what will happen is you'll come in, you'll be meted by some amazing ladies at the front desk.
Yep.
And they'll check your ID, make sure you've had plenty to eat, plenty of drink before you come in. They'll give you an electronic questionnaire to complete, so it'll go through a little bit of a medical history and so forth. And then we'll head through into the assessment rooms where we'll do your blood pressure, we'll do your hemoglobin, and they'll run through the medical questionnaire information, and then you'll come through into our huge, big, comfy couches.
Sounds nice.
We'll do a donation, and then we'll send you through into our refreshment area after you've had a little bit of a wait, just to make sure you're A-OK, and you'll be able to enjoy some beautiful snacks and pies and sausage rolls and some gorgeous drinks.
Ooh, so I guess, to be honest, I'm here for the free snacks.
we've just changed our menu up through last month, so it's a new range, so you'll be able to experience the full experience.
I just love that you get a treat after doing something good.
So how can we expect to feel after we've given the blood? Do we feel any different? Do we feel dizzy or we feel fine? Or
do we have to take the rest of the day off work?
Although I'm sure you'd love to. No, you should feel the same, leaving us as what you did when you're walking in. So that's what we would expect, that you would feel exactly the same as you did when you come in, except for knowing the fact that you've just saved 3 lives, the superpowers there. So you'll be feeling super amazing.
Saving 3 lives, that's 6 awesome. With us total together, Adam.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is there anything that we can do if anyone's listening who's a bit afraid of needles? Like, is there a way to get more of those people in? Because I think maybe that's a main thing that stops people.
Party pies.
Party pies, absolutely. I guess everyone has a fear of the unknown at times, but just know that our staff are there to take the bestest of care of all our donors. And if you let them know that you do have that fear, they'll be, super empathetic to that. So, we will walk you through every step of the stage.
Yeah, awesome. And we are giving blood on Friday the 13th.
Ooh, spooky.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I think we'll be fine, though.
Yeah.
You will be fine. You will be more than fine.
And if anyone wants to join us on Friday the 13th or any time, because you need, obviously, donations all throughout the year and ongoing, how can they do what we did and book in?
Well, they could call the 13 14 95 number or visit lifeblood.com or download the Donate Blood app and you can book straight online from there. We would love to see you. We've got plenty of appointments across Devonport and Burnie between now and the end of the month. So, head on over and there will be an appointment there for you.
Yeah. And Adam and I found it really easy to book online.
That is fantastic. We want to remove as many barriers as possible and make it as easy as possible for everybody.
A couple of clicks, that's it.
Yeah, personally, I'm a little bit afraid of calling people on the phone to book in appointments.
Yeah.
It's a millennial thing, I think. So booking online is so good.
It is. Yep, you can do it at whatever time that suits you.
Well, thank you so much for having a chat with us today. We can't wait for this Friday. One more sleep, Adam, before we give our blood.
Yes, and then we'll be heroes.
Absolutely, and I'll be there as well on Friday, so I'll be able to see you on the day. So
fantastic.
That'd be great.
We can cheers to a party pie after we're done.
Yep.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
1-300-655-922. Well, we have Alex on the line. We were just talking about our blood donation tomorrow and the possibility some people may not donate blood because of fear of needles. Alex, what did you want to say?
Okay. People who are scared of needles, the needle for blood is different to the needle that you get when you have a vaccination. The vaccination goes into a muscle in your arm, which is not much fun. I'm having mine done today, actually, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So I donate plasma every 2 weeks, and it's painless going in. It's not the same as having a vaccination or that type of an all flu shot, because that's going into muscle, where this is just going through a thin piece of skin and into a vein. So it's almost painless.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
That's good. That's good to let people know that may be afraid of needles. It's not the same.
Exactly. So I've done over 200 donations, and I'm having my COVID vaccination this afternoon, and I'm nervous about that one. So I'm not nervous about getting the plasma donation. So
you've done it over 200 times. We've got some catching up to do, Ari.
Yeah, a lot.
We're doing our first one tomorrow, so quite a few to go.
Yeah, I always say the first one's the most important one. Because you can't get to 10 without doing one.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Very true. Yeah, well, thank you so much, Alex, for calling and letting us know, because that has definitely made me feel a lot better about tomorrow.
Nice. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex. Bye.
Yeah, we will. Thanks,
bye.
Mate.
Word sandwich.
More.
It is word sanger time. What is this? If you have no idea, it's where we give you two words and you've got to find the word in the middle that joins them at the end of the first one and the start of the second one.
Mm-hmm. And if you get it correct, you go into the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at the House of Anvers Cafe. Escape the winter chill with a hot cuppa and comfort food at the House of Anvers.
Alrighty, Thea, give it to us.
Your words for today are box and party.
Box and party.
If you know what word goes in the middle of that, 1-300-655-922. Box and party.
Box and party.
Word sandwich.
More.
Your words for today are box and party.
1-300-655-922. Katie from Devonport on the line to play word sandwich.
All right, Katie, what do you think the word is today?
Hi, I think the word is office.
Adam. The word for my sandwich is office, box office, office party.
You are correct. Congratulations. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at House of Anvers.
Thank you so much.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM.
The party! Yes, it is. 12 minutes to nine. We're joined on the phone by Bob Marshall, the event coordinator with the Devonport Estedford. The Estedford coming up the 25th of August. Bob, how's everything shaping up? We've got enough volunteers together and everything?
We've got all our volunteers, well, most of our volunteers sorted out, which is a really good thing. You know, they've all, there's been off last year. We thought, well, you know, we might have missed a few. Some of them said, oh, we won't bother to come back, but they've all come back.
Mm-hmm.
And we have very few vacancies now. We are filling them by, you know, ringing people that we know as sort of used, been there before. So we've got the numbers and we're ringing them up now, and we're getting them. We're there by the 25th when we start. It'll all be full. I'm sure of it.
So dance starts on the 25th of August.
Yeah, at 8:30 in the morning and goes through to Sunday afternoon. The finals and the competition winners will be announced and things.
Yeah.
And all the certificates and medals presented, and then we start on Monday morning. We start with a speech and drama for 2 days, and then we have a. We haven't done it before, but we have a day off because speech and drama was a little bit short on this year.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a day off on Wednesday, and start music on the Thursday, and go right the way through then till the following Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. That's a lot. Of performances.
It's good. You know, it only takes a year off for you. You know, you lose things and you lose people. We're very, very pleased.
Yeah. And then the showcase of the talent is on Thursday, the 9th of September.
The one?
Yeah.
And you'll be doing that, I take it.
Yeah.
Any tips for us?
No tips. No. Oh. I don't know. I don't even know who's going to be on yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Wonderful. Was there anything that you, any information that you wanted to get out to the public about the Devonport of Stedford?
Just that the tickets the tickets for the theatre via the theatre. You bring them there and you can book your tickets that way. And with the church, that's event. What do they call it? Event Proud, the telephone number for the event thing, and you can book your tickets that way.
Yeah.
But there will be tickets at the door too.
Wonderful.
Because we find that people are used to that, and just there will, I know what will happen. People will just turn up thinking, oh, it's always the same, but we will have facilities at the door as well.
Excellent.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for that, Bob, and we will see you on the night.
Thanks,
you,
Bob.
Bye-bye.
Kid music.
We're asking today, what's normal when you're a kid?
But totally not normal to do as an adult.
That's right, yeah.
Have you got one there to read out?
Got a few funny ones coming in. Again, though, some of these are things that probably you'd still do, Ari. Like splashing in puddles, I can imagine.
I don't think that's that weird. I mean, sometimes you just need to relive your childhood to, you know, feel alive again. This one is pretty funny. I don't know if you've seen this one.
Okay.
Get sad over missing the fart you did earlier.
Aww.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
What, you miss your own fart?
It must be, yeah. Get sad over missing the fart you did earlier. Maybe, I don't know, you didn't record it, I guess, and you wanted to re-listen to it. Or maybe the mum or dad has done the fart and the kid missed it and they were talking about it. I don't know, but it's funny.
Yeah. There's also Jessie has said, have a boogie collection. That's pretty gross.
That is so gross.
I never had a collection. You just eat them and get on with it.
Just pick and flick, mate. You'll be right.
Yes.
Here's a funny one from Sasha Burr. Poo your pants and just continue on doing what you were doing like nothing's even happened.
Yeah, why not? I'm a kid. It's fine.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Tiff Brooks says breastfeeding your adult child would totally be weird. That's true.
Yes.
That would be very strange. Yeah.
Drinking from a breast is fine when you're a kid, but as an adult, definitely not.
Yeah, farting and burping out loud in public and laughing or announcing the passing of wind in public.
Mm.
That would be pretty weird if you just walked through the supermarket and was like, yeah, just farted.
Just farted, everyone. Can we get an announcement on the PA, please?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's Adam and Ari for brekkie.
Yeah, good morning. Happy Thursday. It'll be Friday and prize-giving Friday before we know it. Also, the cut-off day for CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
It's tomorrow. Okay, so tomorrow is the very last day to make sure that those nominations are in. Now, if you've had to put up with some things in the classroom or some students, I mean, for example, Adam, you actually confessed this morning, you were seven.
Mm.
Seven when you stopped wetting the bed. That is year one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you probably didn't have a good sleep. You were probably a little bit of a rat bag then at school. And you're probably a little bit embarrassed maybe even at school. So you might have been like, you know, teasing some other kids because you were ashamed that you wet the bed.
Did you ever have a student in your class wet themselves in class?
And if they did, then you deserve a nomination.
Yeah. In grade six, a kid sitting next to me peed himself sitting there in the chair because the teacher wouldn't let him go to the toilet during a quiz. She let us go to the toilet always after that.
In high school, during a soccer match, one of my friends literally just sat down during a game and weed because our PE teacher, this is during like a match against another school, wouldn't let her leave the field to go to the bathroom.
Oh my
and
God.
She was like, I can't hold on, and literally sat down and started weeing.
That's what happened to this guy I'm talking about too. So if your teacher lets you go to the toilet, maybe that's worth a nomination.
Yeah, nominate them at cfmtaz.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's the potty.
Finished.
Is it technically a podcast?
Yeah.
Or is it just like on demand?
Yeah, it's both.
I just lost my earring.
It's a webcast.
A webcast. It's a listen back show.
Yeah.
What makes a podcast a podcast?
It is a audio file that sits on the internet with talking in it. That isn't an audio book.
And so what, you're saying that this is an audio book?
No, this isn't an audio book.
Sorry.
Thank you for listening to our non-audio book.
Yeah, one more sleep before we give blood. Fancy Friday's on the way, so make sure you're on the socials for that for tomorrow.
Also, tomorrow, Friday the 13th.
Ooh, yeah, what superstitions do you have?
None.
I know we're supposed to do a video and some socials of doing them,
Umbrella.
But I don't want to because I don't want to have bad luck for 7 years.
I'll do it.
You'll do it?
Yeah,
I'll open the umbrella inside?
I'll be like, hey.
Smash a mirror?
I'll be like, hey, I'm Adam Davison. Welcome to Jackass. Open that umbrella. Bam.
Bam. 7 years of bad luck.